It's time to go to the movies with Matt Olien. This week, it's a big movie with a couple of big stars in it and a lot of noise. Ford versus Ferrari.
Lots of noise. Lots of car noise. Great sound design. Ford versus Ferrari. Heavily promoted film. And it made nearly $30 million over the weekend, which proves, Doug, as I've always said, it's not a sequel, it's not a franchise, it's a true story, and they stick to the facts remarkably well in this film. And if you make a good film and promote it with two big stars, people are going to go see it. There's still something to be said for a good film that has good word of mouth that people are going to want to see. I think it's a surefire Oscar contender right away. Yeah, I would call it classic old-style movie making with two big stars, two good performances, and a true story. So this is about the attempt by Ford to compete with Ferrari at the 1966 24-hour of Le Mans. And Ferrari had dominated this race for years. Carroll Shelby, famous auto designer and former driver, he did win the 24 hours of Le Mans in 1959 as a driver. And through a series of events, he retires from driving and starts designing. So as you've seen from the story, and I won't give too much away because people might not know how this ends, Ford recruits Shelby to design a car that can beat Ferrari at Le Mans. But he wants a good driver, and that driver is Ken Miles, British driver played by Christian Bale, who's a bit of a loose cannon. He's a great driver, but he doesn't get along well with people. Shelby's the people person. He deals with the Ford suits. Henry Ford II, expertly played, I must say, by Tracy Letts in a very good supporting performance. And that's the story, is how he tries to convince Ford, this is my guy, this is my driver who helps design the car. What's remarkable as well, Doug, about the film, and it is 2.5 hours long, maybe could have been a tad shorter, there's a lot of detail here. When they're designing the car, Bale and Damon and the other engineers, there's a lot of talk about gearboxes and brakes and draft and wedges, and it goes over the head of most people, but it's interesting. The way it's filmed by director James Mangold, who directed Logan a couple years ago, one of the best comic book films ever made, it's all interesting, and that's called good filmmaking. But the key here are the two performances. Damon has a nice Texas drawl playing Carroll Shelby. He's a people person, but he's his own guy. He's got his own company, but Ford needs him to design a race car. But really, the film is Christian Bale's film. He is so good as Ken Miles, this kind of cocky British driver who was in World War II, and he's getting a little older. He's in his 40s. His wife, played by Katrina Balfe, is very good in the film. She is not, it's not a typical wife part. She's a co-conspirator with him, and she kind of gives him crap and wants him to be successful. His son, Peter Miles, that's a really interesting part of the story, his bond with his son. But Bale is phenomenal again. And let me just say, to go from playing Dick Cheney last year to this is absolutely astonishing.
That's range.
It is. Now that Daniel Day-Lewis is retired, I'm just going to give him the title, World's Greatest Actor, Christian Bale. There's nothing he can't do, and he's interesting. He kind of walks with this strange kind of cat-like walk as Ken Miles. I don't know where he got that from. Maybe Miles moved that way. I'm not sure. Everything he does is interesting on screen, everything, whether he's upset with how the car design is going or upset because Ford wants other drivers and not him, or he's excited about driving or him just knowing when to put that car into that next gear.
I'm going to Google Ken Miles because I want to see some video of him walking, because I'll bet you Christian Bale, who is a method actor type, probably researched it.
Now, I'm not going to tell people what happens at the 66 event over in France with the 24-hour of Le Mans. You can look it up and find out what happened, but I think that's the tension of how Mangold films the film is, even though you know what's going to happen at the end, it's still interesting and it's still tense as Shelby is in the pits talking to Ken Miles, how to do it, you know, where should we go? Should we put the pedal to the metal? And it's all about pushing this car to its limits. How far will this car go to its limits the way Shelby and Miles and his team has designed it? Will it go far faster than the Ferrari car when pushed to its limits?
Well, this is set over 50 years ago. Mm-hmm. So how do they recreate the excitement, the cars, all of the stuff around a 1966 motor race?
It's great. And the cars then were death traps, as you know, Doug. They were just small and you know, it's amazing these people got into these cars, but they did. And, you know, race driving is a weird sport. It's not my kind of sport to watch, but I do admire the people that can design these cars and the people that have the courage to get in the cars. And Ken Miles, you know, has the courage to do it. The relationship between Damon and Bale in this film is great. The charisma, it reminded me of Pitt and DiCaprio in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Sometimes all you need is two really good actors in kind of this co-lead thing, and if it works, it just works. And that's what works. They have a great relationship on film. Bale wants to drive. Damon has to please the Ford people. And they are at each other's throats a little bit, but they respect each other, and that's the thing you get from the film.
Well, I want to see this movie, even though, like you, I'm not really big into car racing.
No.
But these are two great actors, both of whom have won Academy Awards.
Yes. Damon's won for screenplay, never as an actor, and Bale has won. What'll be interesting, Doug, this is shaping up to be an extremely tough Best Actor year. We got to figure Joaquin Phoenix is in the mix as Joker, DiCaprio in Hollywood. I got to believe Bale's going to be nominated and Damon's in the lead, too. That'd be four right there. And we rarely see two people from the same film nominated for lead actor. It's been a long time, but there's no way to separate these two into supporting. So I think it's going to be a contender. There's a couple little contrived parts in the film I wasn't wild about, but it never gets sentimental and cheap with this kind of, I can see other directors going for this America versus Italy, you know, this kind of over the top. And it that's not really what it's about. It's about men designing cars to the best of their ability.
All right. Well, that takes us to our Oscar trivia question this week. And I was interested to look at the genre of racing films, and it is long.
Yep,
there are lots of them, lots of familiar titles, as a matter of fact. But through all of my research, I could only find one film that had won Academy Awards.
Is it Grand Prix in 66 with some sound editing?
Best sound, best film, best effects.
It didn't win best picture. Did not win best picture.
Best film editing.
Best film editing, yes. James Garner was in that.
And the intriguing thing is it's set the same time that the movie we just talked about is 1966.
Yep.
All right. We've been to the movies with Matt O'Lean.